It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us today is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, please remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it was an easy one, I'd say, from David Wagner of Atlanta. I said, think of a common phrase in the form blank of my blank. The word that goes in the first blank is the name of a well-known company, and the word that goes in the second blank sounds like part of the names of many of that company's products. And the answer is apple of my eye, Apple the company, and so many of their products start with I, iPad, iMac, iPhone, etc.
And I got this one right. I just want to have that for the record. So that never happens. Well, we thought last week's puzzle was popular with over 2,000 responses, but this week blew that number out of the water. Out of over 3,000 submissions, our winner this week is Virginia McCauley of Columbus, Ohio. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
So how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, it dates back to the postcard days.
Okay.
But I really got involved with it during COVID. So I've been a very regular player and submitter.
Okay. And now when you were doing the postcards, you didn't like try to make them very sticky or something. I've heard some people would try to make them sticky so they would get chosen.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
So what do you like to do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I have lots of work and non-work activities. For work, I help people in their retirement years to live with greater meaning and purpose. And I live my own retirement or semi-retirement years with lots of reading, creative pursuits, and learning.
Oh, well, that sounds very nice. I mean, you're helping people in their golden years. So, Virginia, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Will, take it away.
All right, Virginia and Aisha, every answer today is an anagram of an article of apparel. For example, if I said bore, B-O-R-E, you would say robe. So here's number one, taco, T-A-C-O.
Coat.
That is right. Number two is pace, P-A-C-E.
Cape.
Cape is it. Wong, W-O-N-G.
Gown.
Uh-huh. Goat, G-O-A-T.
Oh, I think I got this one.
Toga.
Yes.
Toga is it. Yeah, good one. Walsh, W-A-L-S-H.
Shawl.
Uh-huh. Cut in, C-U-T-I-N. What if I told you it starts with T?
Tunic.
Tunic is it. Try this one. Obelus, O-B-E-L-U-S.
Blouse.
The blouse is it. X'd out. That's X-E-D-O-U-T.
Tuxedo.
Tuxedo, you got it. Thirst, T-H-I-R-S-T. It's a hyphenated answer.
Oh, okay. It's something you wear above the waist.
Yes.
Shirt. Good clue.
Yeah, and what kind of shirt? You got one more letter.
Oh, I do? Okay.
Yeah.
T-shirt.
T-shirt is it, yeah. Rousters, R-O-U-S-T-E-R-S.
Trousers.
Trousers. And your last one, they're getting tough here. Your last one is ungreased, U-N-G-R-E-A-S-E-D, ungreased. It's another word for jeans.
Ooh,
blue jeans.
I know it. My grandmother always called jeans this.
Oh, my God. Dungarees.
Yes.
Dungarees. You got it. What a nice anagram that is. Good job.
You did great, Virginia. How do you feel?
I feel great. That was so much fun.
Well, you really had it. You were going. So you did a great job. So for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Virginia, what member station do you listen to?
WOSU.
That's Virginia McCauley of Columbus, Ohio. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Simeon Siegel of Brooklyn. Name a punctuation mark found on a computer keyboard. Somewhere inside this, insert a word for what this punctuation mark may be part of or what it may represent. And the result will be a 10-letter word associated with painting. What words are these? So again, a punctuation mark. Insert somewhere inside this a word for what this mark may be part of or what it may represent. And the result will be a 10-letter word associated with painting. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, November 10th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.